Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. Before after the hour, thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Tom Anastasi is here. Tom is a longtime member, 10-year member of our Brain Trust. He's a professor at Boston University in the Department of Organizational Behavior. He's been helping small businesses for decades now. He's worked with the SBDCs and SCORE. He's a previous MBA director and dean of graduate studies at Daniel Webster College. He's the author of The Successful Entrepreneur and the producer of the outstanding indie film, Spin the Plate, the award-winning indie film, Spin the Plate. He's our good friend, Tom. Welcome back.
Well, thank you very much.
It's good to have you back. And he's also, he plays the piano and the harp and the violin and the oboe, folks. He's a renaissance man. Hey, Tom, one of the things that I've been encouraging my audience to do is to realize that with the crisis of employment, of qualified employee people, qualified prospective employees that we have right now, it is a crisis. More and more companies are going to be looking around for good people who already have a job and who aren't necessarily looking for a job, and that's mm-hmm. called poaching. And I'm concerned that this year could turn into a Hunger Games type of thing. And what I've said to them is, if you've got a key employee and you don't want to lose them, if one of your nightmares would be them coming to you and saying, I've been offered a better job, more pay, etc., whatever you would pay that person to keep them after they told you that, whatever you would be willing to up your game to keep them, you better go do that today before they get that offer. What do you think?
Oh, 100% yes. I am hearing this from so many small business people. The very same thing that you talked about is that, you know, that the downside to a low unemployment rate, which is wonderful, it's very difficult to expand, and it's very, very difficult sometimes to find people. Mm-hmm. And you're right, because, you know, one of the things is that if you do this work beforehand, you might not lose the person. And because it takes so long to train the person and you've got that comfort feeling. But, you know, sometimes people are just offered something that they have to take. And so you're right. The good news is there's ways to find this out if you're paying market wages or not.
Mm-hmm.
And by zip code, which is also very important, because different parts of the country have got different costs of living, different inflation rates, and different unemployment rates. And so this is no longer a national issue. It really,
so you don't have to wonder. You don't have to wonder what the going rate is for your area, for your region. You can do the research on that.
You can, and there's a lot of sites that you can go to. So, for instance, Glassdoor.com, mm-hmm. Salary.com, Vault.com. So what they'll do is they'll give salary ranges by zip code, which is very, very important, because I know for right here in Massachusetts, the suburbs is very different from Boston. And I think we all intuitively know that, for instance, you have to pay more in Manhattan than you do in Maine, because the cost of living is so much more in Manhattan. But, you know, we want to take it that next level. And also the Bureau of Labor Statistics, they actually have very good data, but their website is a little bit tricky to use because they not only do surveys, but they get their data from the IRS. So when you fill out your tax return and you say occupation, they take that data. Now, not personally. So the IRS sends it over to them collectively. And so it can be very good. The census does a lot of surveys, too. So there's a lot of data mm-hmm. that's right there. And what you do, but the only tricky thing is that, so let's say that you're looking for a bookkeeper and someone to do the accounts payable, the accounts receivable, maybe some of your tax forms and things like that. So the problem is that GlassDoor.com and Salary.com and the Bureau of Labor Statistics and the Census are all going to call that position something slightly different.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to need to do, you know, deal with that. And they're also going to have the metric be slightly different. But if you do all of them and you actually start writing them down, you're actually going to find out within maybe $2,000 or $3,000 a year, you know, if you are right in that sweet spot for your zip code.
Mm-hmm.
So, for instance, for that example, you know, one might say between 40 and 48, and somebody else is going to say between 44 and 49.
And for a small business, that's a big range.
It is. And so what you're going to have to do, but after a while, you're going to sit there and say, oh,
I mean,
that's, it's
that could be a 10. You're talking about, in one case, a 20 or as much as a 10% increase difference. And for a small business, that's a big range. Because one of the things that small business owners have to realize is it's not so much what I pay them now, but if they stay with me a long time, what will it wind up being? You have
Correct.
To. It's sort of like you have to pace yourself on these things. You have to be competitive. You have to pay them fairly. But do you recommend any kind of leverage compensation for non-salespeople where you give them bonus opportunities for certain metrics? That way you keep their base salary more on an even keel, more something you can manage, but then that when the company benefits through their performance, you pay them for that. What do you think?
Oh, 100%. And the reason for that is it's still the reason people work for small businesses is because they want to be part of something special. They want to grow the dream, and bonus opportunities work
mm-hmm.
great because you can sit there and say, you know, if we do well, you'll do well. And they're not going to get that with bigger companies.
I'm going to come back, though, to, as we wrap up this segment, I'm going to come back to what I said in the beginning, though. Even if you determine that you're paying your people, let's say that range is 40 to 45, and you're paying your person 42.5, even if you know you're right in the middle of that range, if this person is a key employee, if you need them, if you can't do without them, and you can afford to pay them 50, if you said to yourself, okay, what if I raise them to 50? Or what if I give them the opportunity to earn 50? And we're just using those as examples, folks. You better do it, because somebody's going to come there and offer them 53. And it's going to be a bigger company. And if they're happy with you and you're already making sure you're paying them a premium, if you have a premium employee, you need to pay them a premium rate. That's what I think, Tom. And something to think about. Tom Anastasi, ladies and gentlemen, Anastasi.com. We'll be right back after the break with him. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.